Good morning and welcome to For the Sake of Your Eyes, a special broadcast with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Dubois Vision Clinic. Good morning, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning.
It's great to have you with us once again here on Connect FM. And today we're going to talk about something that I think probably most people associate with older people, but it's something that doesn't always, affect older people. It can affect younger people as well, and that is cataracts. And let's begin by talking about what is a cataract.
A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects vision. Most cataracts are related to aging. Cataracts are very common in older people, and by age 80, more than half of all Americans have either had a cataract or had cataract surgery. A cataract can occur in either or both eyes. One is usually in advance of the other, but it cannot spread from one eye to the other.
Okay, so when we're talking about cataracts, that of course always appears on the lens. What is the lens?
The lens is a clear part of the eye that helps focus the light or an image on the retina. It's like an onion. All those layers are cells. And on your skin, if a cell gets old, it brushes off. But in the eye, it has nowhere to go. So it gets compacted into the center. It turns yellow like a sheet of tablet paper or newspaper. And the retina is the light-sensitive tissue in the back of the eye. In a normal eye, the light passes through the transparent lens to the retina. And once it reaches the retina, light is changed into nerve signals that are sent to the brain. And the lens must be clear for the retina to receive a sharp image. So as you have more and more older cells, it gets yellowed and cloudy. And that image then is blurred.
Okay, so you've well established the fact that it's most common in older people, but there are other types of cataracts, which I referred to here as we started our time together. Could you tell us about those other types of cataracts?
Sure. A secondary cataract is a cataract that can form after surgery for other eye problems like glaucoma or retinal surgery. And cataracts can develop in people who've had other health problems such as diabetes. Cataracts are sometimes linked to steroid use.
Okay.
Traumatic cataracts are cataracts that develop after an eye injury, and sometimes it's years later. Congenital cataracts are when you're born with it. Some babies are born with cataracts or develop them in childhood, often in both eyes. And these cataracts may be small, so they don't really affect vision, or they can affect vision. It all depends. If they do, the lenses will need to be removed at some point. And a radiation cataract is a cataract that can develop after exposure to some types of radiation. So I have a young boy that has a congenital cataract. He's in college now, but his is right dead center. Wow. He has 20/15 vision if he turns his head to the side, and he can read 20/20 up close, but he can't look straight ahead. And they made the decision not to have the cataract surgery because he was so young.
Right.
And as you're growing, your eye grows, and we'll talk about implants here shortly. And they felt that it would be better when he was an adult or older that his eye stopped growing to get the proper measurements. And I had a patient who had breast cancer and had radiation and wound up with a radiation cataract.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they can be very common too.
Okay. Now, let's get to, you referred to some of the ways that cataracts can be formed or caused due to an injury or something like that. But what is it that actually causes cataracts, the most common form?
It has to do with water and protein, because the lens is made mostly of those two things. The protein is arranged in a precise way that keeps the lens clear and lets light pass through it. So as we age, some of the protein may clump together and start to cloud a small area of the lens, and that's a cataract. Over time, the cataract may grow larger and cloud more of the lens, making it harder to see. But UV light is also absorbed by the lens, and it can cause it to turn brown. Now, when we were young, we never wore sunglasses. But now people wear sunglasses where they're blocking out that UV light.
Right.
So researchers suspect that there are several causes of cataracts, such as smoking or diabetes. With diabetes, there's more sugar in the lens, and they get a special type of cataract on the back of the lens. So cataracts can be in different places within the lens. They can be on the front surface, in the nucleus, in the inside. The nucleus is where the lens fibers get yellow, and they get stiff, and it can't focus the eye anymore. And that's typically the aging type. You can have them on the back surface, and that causes a lot of glare and grows more quickly. And it may be that the protein in the lens just changes from the wear and tear over the years, and that's like the UV light changing things.
Sure, sure. Now, of course, most of the cataracts that develop are age related. So, how can those age related cataracts affect my vision as I'm aging?
Well, around age 40 is when you start having your first change in vision, and your arms get too short, as people say, or you have to push things further away to read.
Start playing the trombone.
The reason for that is you have enough older cells compacted into the center. The lens is what focuses the eye, and it can't focus as well with those older cells. So you get a cloud there in the center. And people notice that the light hits that yellowing and it scatters. And when it scatters, it causes glare at night, too. So over time, the cataract can grow larger and cloud more of the lens, making it harder to see. And we grade cataracts from 0 to 5. 0 being no yellowing and 5 being the most. So both of us, we're similar in age, and we have around grade 1 to grade 2 yellowing in the lens.
Right.
And we call that nuclear sclerosis.
Okay.
And from grade 2 to grade 4 is when cataracts can affect you, because your vision can really be cloudy and have a lot of glare at night. People start to have problems with colors, especially black and blue, telling the difference, or you need more light for reading. And so as time goes on, the cloudiness and the yellowing creates a problem, and it gets more difficult to see. But like my grandma, she was 94 when she had her cataracts removed.
Wow.
Hers stayed at the same level for 20 years.
Huh.
My mom was 60. She had one on the back surface that created a lot of glare. So some people will have cataracts sooner, some later. The thing is, if we all live long enough, we'll have cataracts. Yeah. You can't escape that.
Interesting.
And as Gary Stormer would say, you had to get age in there. And you can't help it. When you age, things change.
And nobody can deny that.
That's
the,
right.
The topic is cataracts on this edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes. And we'll continue our talk with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt after this important message for the sake of your eyes.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out, and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, today on For the Sake of Your Eyes, we are talking about cataracts, which unfortunately we just settled that it is mostly age-related. When are you most likely to have a cataract that you're dealing with?
Well, it depends. As I said, you don't have to be what we consider a senior citizen or somebody older to get a type of cataract. Some people can have age-related cataracts in their 40s or 50s. But during middle age, most cataracts are small and don't affect the vision. It's after 60 that most cataracts start to change vision. But in today's world, we have a much greater demand up close. People on phones and tablets and computers. You have overhead light. You have windows that create glare when you're looking at them. So some patients may have early cataracts that do start to affect their vision sooner, and they only get worse as time goes on. Mm. So some people will decide to have cataract surgery sooner, and that's a decision you need to make with your doctor.
Okay.
Some patients, I have a lot of patients that don't want to have surgery. Mm-hmm. They're worried about their vision.
Yeah.
And when my mom had her surgery, I was in the operating room with her, and she was very nearsighted and couldn't remember when she could see across the room. And the doctor sat her up and had her look at the clock across the wall and tell him what time it was. And he said, she said, it's 2:30. She couldn't believe she just had surgery, wasn't even off the table, and she could see the clock across the wall.
It's amazing.
And my mother-in-law didn't want to have surgery at all. And after she had the first one, she said, when can I have the next one?
Yeah.
And typically, they do them within 1 to or 3 to 5 weeks in between eyes. Mm-hmm.
I know both my parents, when they were alive, had cataract removal surgery, and both it was very successful for both of them. So,
and my mom said it was the easiest surgery she ever had.
Yeah.
But you hesitate when it's your eyes.
Exactly.
Because you only have one in a spare.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of older people who prefer to put them off until they need to. Yeah. And a lot of times we can change their lens and their glasses to help for a certain period of time, then it gets to a point we can't change it anymore.
Now, other than growing older, Dr. Wendy, who would be at risk for developing cataracts?
Well, as we said, diabetes. Diabetics can get it because of the extra sugar in the lens depositing on the back surface. People who smoke and use alcohol, those two have been indicated in research. And the environment says such as prolonged exposure to light. And as I said, the lens absorbs the UV. And so people who are in a lot of blue light conditions, which again, the world of digital world that we live in, we're all getting that extra digital light.
Sure.
And the blue light.
Or if not using protective sunglasses, the ones that really do filter out the UV light.
Yeah, filter out the UV.
Exactly. Yeah. Is there anything I can do to protect my vision?
Well, just like you said, wearing sunglasses or a hat with a brim or a visor to block ultraviolet sunlight might help delay the cataract. If you smoke, stop. And researchers also believe that good nutrition can help reduce the risk of age-related cataract. And they recommend that you eat green leafy vegetables, fruit, and other foods with antioxidants. Antioxidants are certain vitamins, and you hear about the AREDS formula for macular degeneration. Mm-hmm. It's vitamin A, C, E, zinc, selenium. And what they do is they eat up free radicals, because as your body ages and changes, there are a lot of changes going on in all your tissues, and free radicals are developed, and the antioxidants will block them. So if you're age 60 or older, you should have a comprehensive eye exam. At least I do them once a year. Some people recommend every 2 years, but in addition to a cataract, your eye doctor can check for signs of age-related macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other disorders. They can affect the eye, but the cataract can add to it, or they can add to the cataract, either way.
Right.
And early treatment for many diseases may save your sight.
So if I've done all that I can to protect my vision, but I think that maybe I'm developing cataracts, what would be some of those clear symptoms that there is a cataract developing?
Cloudy or blurry vision, colors seem faded, glare from headlight lamps and sunlight, halos might appear around lights, poor night vision, double vision or multiple images in one eye, and that happens usually as the one cataract gets larger, frequent prescription changes in your eyeglasses or contacts, and again, you have to rule out other problems, but those are the main things that cataracts cause.
Okay. And Dr. Wendy, how do you go about detecting if it's a cataract?
Well, the first thing is the visual acuity chart, testing the vision to see how well you see. And like I said, one can be advanced to the other, and you might see 20/20 in one eye and 20/50 in the other eye. Mm-hmm. But if we change the lens, we can make a difference in vision.
Okay.
And a microscopic exam, we use the little slit lamp that you put your chin on and we shine the light in your eye. We can look under magnification and check the lens, because with just your normal eye, I can't look in and just see what's going on.
Sure.
So we have to use a microscope.
Okay. Now, you've done that and you have a patient there and you've determined, yes, it is cataracts. How do you go about treating that?
Well, as I said, cataracts need to be removed only when the vision loss interferes with your everyday activities, such as driving, reading, watching TV, using your computer, your phone. You and your eye care professional can make that decision together. And once you understand the benefits and risks of surgery, you can make an informed decision about whether cataract surgery is right for you. In most cases, delaying cataract surgery will not cause long-term damage to your eye or make the surgery that much more difficult. You don't have to rush into the surgery. Sometimes a cataract should be removed even if it doesn't cause problems with your vision. For example, a cataract could be removed if it prevents examination or treatment of another eye problem like macular degeneration or diabetic retinopathy. If we can't see in to see through the lens to see what the retina is doing, then we need to have that cataract removed.
Okay.
Most people who need cataract surgery do have other conditions. And if you have other conditions in addition to the cataract, your doctor will talk to you and explain to you what the expected results of cataract surgery would be, because they may not be the same as some of your friends who don't have those conditions.
Sure. Now, are there multiple different types of cataract surgery?
There are. And right now, the main type that the doctors do is a small incision surgery. And they go in on the white part, or the clear part over the white part of the eye, called the cornea, and they make a small incision at the very edge.
Okay.
And then they have another incision on the other side to use their tools there. Now, when I got or graduated from optometry school, they were still using large incision surgery, and sometimes they need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The large incision was made above the eye in the conjunctiva, and they made the incision. They go in and break up the cataract, and they use an ultrasound to break it up, and then they have a little thing goes, and they suck the materials out. But in the past, the implants were big, and they had to make the incision bigger to put it in.
Right.
Well, with a small incision, they use a folded implant that they put in, and it pops open like an umbrella.
I see.
So in different situations, there are different types of cataract surgeries that need to be done, and the doctor will know what they need to do.
Hmm.
But it takes about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
I know it is fast.
Where it used to take a half an hour. And when my grandma had her cataract surgery, they did them one eye and they waited 6 months to do the other eye. So she had ducts on her dam, and she would tell me, if I cover this eye, my ducts are white. But if I cover this eye, they're brown. So she could tell the difference in what the cataract was doing. We're now, like I said, they try to do it in 3 to 5 weeks because they want to balance your vision. Because we used to have to put special prism in the glasses so that the eyes would work together. And even before that, some of the patients had to wear the thick cataract glasses.
Yes.
And because they didn't get an implant, or we had to have them wear a contact as well as glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So things have improved dramatically, and the incisions are getting smaller and smaller, and the healing is faster and faster.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, earlier you noted that some people, especially some older people, can be very reluctant about having cataract surgery. And that, of course, is because of the obvious risk that you're having surgery on a very sensitive part of your body, your eyes. So it goes without saying there's going to be some risks involved with cataract surgery. What are those risks?
As with any surgery, you can get a risk of infection or bleeding. And before cataract surgery, the doctor may ask you to temporarily stop taking certain medications that increase the risk of bleeding during surgery. What they do is the eye, if you touch on your eye through your lid, you can feel it squishy.
Yes.
And they can't operate on a squishy eye. So what they do is they fill it with what's called a viscoelastic material that makes it hard so that they can do the surgery. And they dilate the eye very large, the pupil very large. So when they finish the surgery, they take that vitreoelastic material out, but sometimes it'll plug the drainage area and the pressure can go up. So you could have increased pressure after the surgery. You wouldn't be permanently having glaucoma, but you might have to take some drops temporarily. And a lot of doctors have you pre-treat the eye for to help keep down infections. So like a week or two before, they have you start to clean your lids with baby shampoo and put drops in to prepare the eye before the surgery.
All right. Dr. Wendy, we're going to take another break here. And when we return from this break, we will talk about how effective cataract surgery can be for patients.
Okay. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020.
This is For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Dubois Vision Clinic. And today the topic has been cataracts. And Dr. Wendy, you were talking about some of those risks of cataract surgery.
Yes, it can slightly increase your risk for retinal detachment. People who have high nearsightedness or myopia can have can further increase the risk of retinal detachment after cataract surgery. And one sign of retinal detachment is an increase of floaters and flashes. But people who have just normal cataract surgery, they can see floaters afterwards because more light gets in. And the floaters are in the vitreous fluid in the back of the eye that keeps the eye round. Mm-hmm. And they're always there.
Sure.
But all of a sudden, a lot of light is getting in the eye and they cast a shadow and you'll see them. Oh. So they will decrease over time. But the retinal detachment can be treated. But in the 35 years I've been in practice, I have never had anybody who had a retinal detachment.
Well, let's talk about how effective cataract surgery is. Is it an effective procedure? And what are some of the normal things that patients will have to follow after surgery?
Well, it's one of the most common operations performed in the U.S. It's also one of the safest and most effective types of surgery. In about 90% of cases, people who've had cataract surgery have better vision right afterwards. And approximately 1.5 million cataract surgeries are performed per year. So we do a thing with the cataract surgeon called post-op. Mm-hmm. And post-op means that we see the patient either the day after or a week after they've had cataract surgery. So we watch to see what their vision is. We check their pressure, check the health, check the retina. And if there are any problems, then we refer them back to the doctor. Now, they use drops after cataract surgery, and some use several drops. They had been doing a thing where they implanted a time-release thing to release the drops. Mm-hmm. They've gotten away from that. Mm-hmm. I have one doctor that uses a 3-in-1 drop, so they just use one drop.
Oh, okay.
And you use them for a period of anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So the there's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory and a steroid and, of course, an antibiotic. And the antibiotic and a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory heal the front surface. So within a week or two, the front surface is healed. We follow the patient for 90 days for each eye okay. during that post-op period.
Yeah.
So then the steroid is used and that heals the inside of the eye.
All right.
So within a month, your eye is healed. And what I do when the patient's had one eye done, if I have a sample lens and they're wearing glasses, I pop out their lens because it's too strong now and put the sample lens in.
I see.
They have no power there. Yeah. And then I give them reading glasses to hold them over till they decide. Most people need reading glasses after cataract surgery. Now, you can pay extra for special lenses that change in focus for you. They do some focusing up close. But sometimes that will continue. Sometimes it gets worse over time after you have that. And most people need reading glasses.
Yeah.
So we have to decide, do you want to put a pair on, take them off, or do you want to use your own frame or get a new frame and get a progressive bifocal or the style of bifocal you had before so you always know where your glasses are and don't lay them down.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do go back to one contact too. So there's a lot of ways that we can correct the vision, but it all depends on the patient's need.
Right. Valuable information, Dr. Wendy, about cataracts today. And of course, one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, is for people to maintain their eye health. And they can do that by getting in touch with you and making an appointment if they don't have one already. How would they do that?
Well, they would call the office at 814-371-2020. My office is located in the Rice Complex at 90 Beaver Drive, where it's Suite 116D. The building is the back building and has a capital D on it, like in dog,
mm-hmm.
and there's a glass door. And you go in the glass door, and it's the first office on the right.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, for another edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes on Connect FM. And we'll be back with our listeners in just 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.